Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. You know, we are all drawn to something or to several things maybe in our lifetime, and maybe over a period of our lifetime, we are always drawn to something that piques our curiosity, that makes us want to explore it further. You know, in my own life, I'm drawn to roses, my favorite flower. I'm drawn to books on women and men of faith, and I'm drawn to beautiful art and pictures of the sea. To be drawn simply means that we are being pulled toward something. The things and our people who spike our interest in our desires and our love, these are usually what we are drawn to. God tells us in His Word that I have loved you with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn you. Do you know, beloved, if you know Jesus Christ today as your Savior and God your Father, and you are walking in the Holy Spirit, you have God to thank because He has drawn you. Nothing draws us like love, and God in His great mercy is continually drawing us to Himself because He loves us so much. First, He draws us to repentance and confession of sin through Jesus, His Son. Jesus said that no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him in John 6:44. Think about that. No one can come to me, Jesus said, unless the Father who sent me draws him. So it's a wonderful thing to be drawn to Jesus by the Father. It shows His great love for you and His great love for me. And God will draw us to Jesus through the Holy Spirit because it is His will that all men and women be saved and to come to the knowledge, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Jesus said of Himself, "If I be lifted up from this earth, I will draw all people to Myself." He said this actually signifying the death that He would die. Jesus is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life, and the Father wants all men and women to have that eternal life with Him, so He is continually drawing people to His Son, Jesus. Secondly, God promises us that when we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. He will never reject a sincere heart who seeks and searches for Him. And God will draw us. He is faithful to the one who desires Him and is also drawn to Him. We are to draw near to God with a true heart and full assurance of faith. You know, when the Father draws us, He does so in faith. In faith that we will respond to His drawing. Isn't that a wonderful thing that God has faith? You know, faith is what draws us to God. And when we begin to draw near to Him, He wants us to do so with a true heart, an honest heart, and with full assurance of faith in Him. Because, beloved, today I want you to know that with God, nothing is impossible. We only have to believe in His goodness, His mercy, and His everlasting loving kindness toward us. That loving kindness that continually draws us. Love has the power to draw and the power to keep. But let us keep drawing to the Father of love in faith, or allowing Him to draw us deeper and closer to Jesus Christ. That's His great desire, is that Christ be formed in us. So when you feel the conviction of sin, that's the Father drawing you. That is Him saying, "Listen to me, turn to me, and I will show you the way." Fourthly, we are to draw near to God because it is good, and so as to it is good, and we get to declare all of his works. Only when we are close to someone and draw near to them do we understand their works and what they are doing in the world. Psalm 73:28 tells us, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works." You see, if you're not drawing near to God, beloved, you don't know what he is working in your life or in the lives of others. And that's why he wants us to draw near to him in trust, so that we can declare and tell people what God has done, not only in our lives, but in the lives of other people. Only when we draw near to someone can we learn to trust them. And in this scripture, it says it is good to draw near to God. It's good for me, it says. It personalizes it. Because, beloved, I will tell you today that eye has not seen and ear has not heard all the good things that God has prepared and promised for those who love him and who draw near to him. Also, God knows how to draw us out of many troubles. You know, David cried out and said to God, "He sent from above, he took me, and he drew me out of many waters." God knows how to draw us away from trouble and distress and deliver us in the midst of it. Let me tell you, beloved, God has a long rope and many helpers along the shoreline of life. He is a good God, and he is constantly looking out for those drawn to his lighthouse, Jesus, and he will make sure that you land safely on shore. Beloved, God is constantly drawing us to himself. His only requirement is that we respond to that drawing. He always draws first by his love. Scripture tells us we love him because he first loved us. My beloved spoke and said to me, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. Whom have I in heaven but you, O Lord? And there is none upon the earth that I desire besides you." So today, may your prayer and my prayer be, "Draw me, Lord Jesus, to you and to the things that matter to you and to the things that you desire of me." This you will find is faith to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.
The world is in chaos. You're here for a purpose. What does the Bible have to say about it all? I'm Mark Taylor, host of Crosspoint podcast and radio show, and I'd like to invite you to join me each week as I navigate the complexities of faith, culture, and personal growth. Each week, I interview a different guest who is making an impact on the culture for God's kingdom. Whether you're seeking spiritual guidance, true information, or a fresh perspective, this podcast equips you to discern truth in today's chaotic world. When Christianity intersects with everyday life, that's where you'll find Crosspoint, sometimes discussing the issues that some churches don't want to talk about. Look up Crosspoint with Mark Taylor wherever you get your podcast, produced by KNEO Radio and the Sky High Podcast Network.